I'm going to share with you some findings from a descriptive study that we did with almost no resources in New York City, because it's very hard to get money to do a study with lesbian women and HIV. And this was a production between GMHC in New York City and the HIV Center at Columbia University. And I worked with colleagues from GMHC and a student at the university and my project director, Kate Collier. And I think I'll move on to catch up with some time. Nothing to disclose. I have two research questions that I want to answer in this presentation. And the first one is, do lesbian women, and when I say lesbian, or I say women who have sex with women, or I say lesbian and bisexual, and I mean the same with that, do they get tested? If so, who gets tested and why? And the second question that I will address is, are the lesbian women who are infected with HIV, and who are they? This really belongs in this presentation, the big elephant in the room, and there is a lot of space for the elephant here, so. The big elephant in the room, of course, is, what? Lesbian women and HIV, do they get infected? There's no female-to-female transmission, or it's very unlikely, so let's forget about this. Well, we decided not to forget about it and to try to get some data. We collected data in two ways. We had questionnaires. We went to community organizations to meet with women. We also put the questionnaire online. What we were interested in is finding women 18 years or older who were living in the New York metropolitan area and had at least one female sex partner in the preceding 12 months. This is the study sample, and you can see that the paper and the web-based way of recruiting really affects the kind of data that you get in terms of age. Well, actually, there the difference is not significant, but when you go with the questionnaire out to the community organizations, you find more women of color. Level of education is higher when you do it via the internet. Not so important, but I think it's important to keep in mind that methods matter. So we asked the women about their testing experiences, and this is all a structured questionnaire, so they had to check boxes, so there's no interview data that we have. It's all quantitative data. A lot of these women, so it's a sample of over 200, had tested for HIV at least once. And the most important reason for not being tested was believing not to be at risk. 55% of the women who had never been tested said so. But the most common reason for being tested is wanting to know one's HIV status. Overall, women felt very positive about the way they were tested, the procedures when they last tested, but at the same time, 70% of the testers said that they did not receive any information, safer sex information, specifically for lesbians or women who have sex with women when they got tested last. 70%, I think that's an awful lot. From the women who got tested and who were able to tell us what their status was, 6.8% was HIV positive. So we wanted to sort out who got tested, and we did some bivariate analysis first, and then we ended with a logistical regression analysis, putting all the significant variables in there. And what you see here on this slide is that women with a minority ethnic background were more likely to get tested, students less likely. Number of partners really mattered. The more partners women had, the more likely they got tested, they had been tested. And having had sex with a man, so some lesbian women have sex with men, some women who have sex with women have sex with men. If they had sex with men, they were also more likely to have been tested for HIV. Number of female partners mattered, number of male partners too. So who had tested? Well, most likely it was a woman of color who reported having five or more lifetime female sex partners, but also reported ever having had consensual sex with men, and the more male partners somebody had, the more likely the person got tested. Putting that all in a multivariate analysis, the most crucial variable is the number of partners, male as well as female. So what to think of that? Well, I think one of the things is that there is probably more risk among the women who only have a few partners and they don't get tested. So that would be a group to pay attention to. Testing results. So ever tested is in the first column. The result could be negative, positive. And of course, if you don't get tested, we don't know what the result is. And here you see in the last column that 6.8% of the tested women was HIV positive. So who are these women, and can we predict based on their sexual behavior whether they are positive or negative? So we again looked at the range of variables, the demographics as well as the sexual behavior variables, and what we see is that age mattered. The older, the more likely, when somebody was positive, the more likely the person was older. It's also related to AIDS, to race, ethnicity. Again, women with a minority background were more likely to be HIV positive. Education matters. Lower education, more likely to be positive. Employment matters, but of course this can be a consequence of being HIV positive. Being unemployed or part-time employed, you were more likely to be HIV positive. And related to that, if you don't have regular income, you are also more likely to be HIV positive. Having children, being a biological mother, also affected or was related to the HIV positive status. If you had children, you were more likely to be HIV positive. And sexual identification mattered in the sense that bisexual women, women who said that they were bisexual, were more likely to be HIV positive. So these are all bivariate relationships. Here's one more. Number of female partners didn't matter. For sex didn't matter. Consensual sex with men didn't matter. But what did matter is whether they had experiences of transactional sex. And transactional sex includes sex works, but it also includes finding a place to stay if you are homeless, or getting something in return for offering sex, but not necessarily as a job. So transactional sex was also related with a positive HIV status. Number of male partners didn't matter, but what did matter was forced sex by men. If you had experiences of forced sex, you were more likely to be HIV positive, all by bivariate relationships. So here you see the overview of all the bivariate significant relationships, and what happens if you put that all together in one model. What we see is that the most important variables that stick out here are having children, the more likely, if you had children, if you were a biological mother, the more likely you were HIV positive, and having experiences with transactional sex. This was a very small scale study. This was a convenience sample, so it's definitively not representable. A representative for the larger group of women who have sex with women, if we would be able to do a study like that, actually. It's self-report. We didn't test women, so they told us whether they were positive or negative. And some experience. We got complaints in response to the questionnaire. We had no category for sex with transgender persons, and there were more issues that we could have done better. And finally, because it was a quantitative questionnaire, it does not allow for in-depth understanding of these experiences of women. So in conclusion, women who have sex with women, lesbian, bisexual, or other women who have sex with women, they are accessing HIV testing. And that means that places where women get tested should know that that happens and should have information for these women as well. Many women who have sex with women may not receive the counseling that meets their needs. And I think that's very important also, and should have consequences for the testing practices. And although we were not able to assess how these women got infected, so it's not necessarily through sex with women, it's obvious that there are a substantial group of women who have sex with women who are HIV infected. And that means that it concerns to them how they should behave sexually with their partners, what is risky, what is not risky, and there's not that much information out there for them. And in conclusion, the reality of HIV among women who have sex with women needs greater acknowledgement and attention. And I would like to acknowledge all the organizations that helped us with doing this study, and also all the women who participated in this study, and I thank you for your attention.